Time to catch up with Stu McKenzie in Esperance. Good morning, Stu.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, listeners. How are we on this very fine and yet cool Monday morning here in Esperance Town?
Yeah, look, it is. It's a bit like that around the place. It's cool and cloudy where I am, expecting a little bit of rain later. But, yeah, look, these southerly winds that are coming up, mate, they are cold.
I think we're finally getting a bit of a taste of winter, to be fair. We had a pretty nice weekend down here yesterday afternoon here in Esperance. Absolutely spectacular. A few showers on Saturday. It's a little bit overcast this morning with a few showers due. So, look, he is hoping that this week delivers all the rain that Huey wants to send us and we end up with a good week moving forward.
Yeah, and look, it has been a really good couple of weeks, just generally speaking, around the place for conditions for growing. Crops are looking really good and you've been out in the field quite a bit this last week.
Yeah, look, mate, been having a good look around and I'm seeing a few different things. Number one is a lot of people are going out and streaming on and throwing on a heap of nitrogen because a lot of their crops are looking a little bit yellow. Keep in mind, it's not always about nitrogen. From a plant development point of view, if there's not enough sunlight, you don't get that photosynthesis and that chlorophyll situation happening. So therefore, your crops are naturally going to look pale. So when you load them up on more end, you're not actually going to get the benefit from that end straight away. So what do we do moving forward? We have a look at number one. More sunlight, we will eventually get that. We know we're going to get it. But number two, having a look at things like P, K, copper, zinc, manganese, iron, magnesium is a really good one too for chlorophyll and for photosynthesis. So make sure that you're tissue testing early and then make sure that you can have a chat to your agro, your nutritional agro, and your merchandise people to make sure you can get the products that you need to apply when you need them.
Yeah, look, tissue test is probably a lot cheaper than just running out and buying a bunch of N and chucking that on.
Absolutely. Tissue test. From a nutritional point of view, it is a benchmark. And it is a snapshot in time as to what is happening, not only within the plant, but in the soil to release those trace elements as the plant is pushing through its growth stages. So tissue test early, tissue test late. You know, that way we can plan, we can supply, and we can react as the season needs to be reacted to.
And mate, what have you been seeing soil temperature-wise around the place?
Look, as we're coming into the start of winter, obviously winter now started about a week, 10 days ago, once soil temperatures drop below 7 degrees, granular uptake takes a lot longer for it to go through its ammonium cycle. So, once we go below 7 degrees, instead of taking 10 to 14 days for that granule to melt, it's now out to 20 days. The longer it takes for that product to melt, the more volatilisation, the less nitrogen you're actually going to see. So that's where liquids come into their own part.
Alrighty. So look, there's a few good takeaways here this morning, Stu, and that is get some tissue testing done, talk to your local agro, and don't panic if you see a little bit of yellowing in some of the plants. It may not necessarily mean it's nitrogen deficient.
Absolutely. And then the other one to see is obviously people are out there looking at the moment. If your nitrates are under control from a crop nutrition point of view, aphids and disease, or bugs and disease won't be present. We saw that out in Beaumont last week. And then the other one is just because a plant's got spotting on it doesn't mean it's disease. It could simply be that it's been trashed by wind. So just make sure you have a look at the environmental conditions as well as the plant nutrition requirements and making sure that you're balancing them both out to make sure you're making the right decision moving forward.
Love it. Broad spectrum. Great approach. All right, mate. Look, thanks for the update here this morning.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for listening. Have a great week.